Now, Brian Jennings has the news in full.
A fire broke out at Larne Leisure Centre as disorder continued for another night in Northern Ireland. The attack coincided with disorder in the nearby town of Ballymena, where the PSNI deployed riot police for a third night. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
There was violence for a third night in a row. It was not as sustained as on previous nights, but there was one serious incident. A leisure centre in Larne was extensively damaged by fire. Two families who'd been put out of their home in Ballymena the previous evening had been offered temporary shelter there. They'd gone, but that didn't stop a crowd gathering. Masked youths smashed the glass porch before lighting bins, and the flames spread to the interior. In Ballymena, the scene of two nights of serious disorder, the disturbances were much reduced. Water cannon was deployed against stone throwers, and some petrol bombs and fireworks were fired at police. But by late evening, it was over, and most of the crowd which had gathered appeared to have drifted off home. Conor McCauley, RT News, Ballymena.
The United States is evacuating some staff and their families from its embassy in Iraq, as well as from military bases in Kuwait and Bahrain, because of safety concerns. American officials have reportedly been told that Israel is ready to launch an operation against Iran, and officials said that the US anticipated Iran could retaliate on certain US sites in Iraq. The decision to evacuate some personnel comes at a volatile moment in the region, as US talks over Iran's nuclear program appear to have stalled in recent days. The Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has told his parliamentary party that he completely rejects the opposition charge that the government is complicit in Israel's genocide in Gaza. Mr. Martin said the behaviour of the Israeli government in prosecuting its war in Gaza is beyond any moral compass. The Taoiseach was speaking after a Social Democrats motion demanding that the Irish Central Bank does not facilitate the sale of Israeli war bonds was defeated in the Dáil by 85 to 71 votes last night. A public consultation on Ireland's first ever national maritime security strategy will be launched today by the Taoiseach Simon Harris. The strategy will inform Ireland's approach to maritime security over the next 5 years, with a particular focus on dealing with emerging threats and protecting our seabed infrastructure. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
Ireland's maritime area is 7 times greater than its landmass, with 90% of Ireland's trade by volume transported by the sea and over 95% of international data and voice transfers routed through undersea fibre optic cables. This morning in the Dáil, the Taoiseach Simon Harris, who is also Minister for Foreign Affairs, Trade and Defence, will announce the details of a 4-week consultation on a new maritime security strategy. He's of the view that it's absolutely vital for Ireland to have a robust and effective strategy in place speedily, and wants an open and constructive approach to the 4-week public consultation. The target is to have a new maritime security strategy published before the end of the year.
The Catholic Primary School Management Association has said a record number of primary schools have sought to seek emergency financial assistance from the Department of Education this year. The body believes that school costs have risen by between 60 and 70% over the past 5 years. It's called for immediate support for schools struggling to stay afloat. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
The CPSMA represents the bulk of the country's primary schools. It has appealed for increased funding before, but this time it says things are different. It says schools that always managed well before are among those now facing unprecedented and immediate financial difficulties. It estimates that school insurance costs have increased by up to a third, cleaning is up by around 80%, and utilities by almost 50%. The Department of Education has pointed to once-off payments made to schools this year to help them, and it has pointed to an increase in capitation coming next year.
Ryanair has introduced a €500 fine for disruptive passengers whose unruly behaviour results in them being taken off the plane. Ryanair said that passengers expect to travel in a comfortable and stress-free environment. free from disruption caused by a tiny number of unruly passengers. The airline said it will continue to pursue passengers for civil damages. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Outbreaks of rain and possibly a few thunderstorms will push north over Ireland today. It'll be a humid day with maximum temperatures of 16 to 21 degrees.